Resorts World Las Vegas appoints Brian Sandoval as board chairman. Brian Sandoval will become chairman of Resorts World Las Vegas's board as the Strip property reshuffles its leadership. Leadership transition at Resorts World Las Vegas. Resorts World Las Vegas announced that former Nevada governor Brian Sandoval will assume the role of board chairman, succeeding Jim Murren, who will move to chairman emeritus. The change comes as the $4.3 billion property and its parent company, Genting Berhad, continue to stabilize their corporate governance, less than a year after formalizing the resort's board. Sandoval's appointment brings significant regulatory and legal experience to the role. He previously served as governor of Nevada, chaired the Nevada Gaming Commission, held the office of Nevada Attorney General, and has been a United States District Court judge. The university president's track record in Nevada public life positions him to oversee board deliberations at a complex, high-profile casino operation. Jim Murren, who stepped into the chairman role when the board was formed late last year, is set to transition to chairman emeritus. Murren is well known for his long tenure as an executive at MGM Resorts International and was recently tapped as interim chief executive of the United Arab Emirates. General Commercial Gaming Regulatory Authority, a role that signals his continued relevance in both regulatory and industry circles. The company did not offer additional comment on the personnel changes. In a brief statement issued through his office, Sandoval said, "I am honored to take on this responsibility at a pivotal time for Resorts World Las Vegas. My focus will be on ensuring the board provides rigorous oversight and supports strong compliance and community engagement across the property." The shifts in the boardroom follow several management moves at the property. Alex Dixon, who is named chief executive of Resorts World Las Vegas, but served in that capacity for less than 5 months, was later redesignated as a senior advisor to the board. Carlos Castro, who joined Resorts World as chief operating officer and chief financial officer shortly after Dixon's arrival, has been appointed property president. Both executives have previous experience at MGM Resorts International. Regulatory and operational outlook. Resorts World's leadership changes arrive in the wake of a high-profile regulatory settlement reached in March. Nevada gaming authorities fined the property $10.5 million, the second largest penalty in state history, and imposed enhanced anti-money laundering compliance requirements. Regulators cited shortcomings that the company has since committed to address through expanded controls and oversight. Industry observers say the new board configuration and Sandoval's regulatory background could help the resort navigate those heightened expectations. Adding a leader with Sandoval's experience sends a clear signal that the company intends to prioritize compliance and constructive engagement with regulators, said Mark Ellison, a Las Vegas-based gaming consultant. Board composition matters when you're dealing with remedial commitments and public scrutiny. Operationally, Resorts World continues to work to stabilize staffing, guest experience, and revenue performance as it completes its first full year of operation. The Strip property's parent company, Genting Berhad, has overseen several management adjustments since opening and maintains strategic oversight as it seeks to restore momentum in a competitive market dominated by legacy operators and new entertainment offerings. For regulators and investors, the test will be whether governance changes translate into measurable improvements in compliance programs and operational execution. Sandoval's prominence in Nevada politics and law will likely raise expectations that the board will play an active role in monitoring the resort's remediation plan and long-term business strat. As Resorts World Las Vegas moves forward under its reorganized board, attention will focus on the board's next steps. The implementation timetable for the enhanced anti-money laundering controls and any further executive moves that could shape the property's trajectory on the Las Vegas Strip.